Mr. Chair, with regard to para 23, it is important for Germany to underline that accountability must be maintained in all circumstances and throughout the life cycle of the weapon system. With this in mind, we welcome that para 23 reflects the necessity for those responsible for the use of a weapon system based on new technologies in the field of laws to be able to interrupt, disable, or otherwise control the system or system functions when necessary to comply with international humanitarian law. With regard to para 24, in Germany's view, it is highly important to look into measures and policies that should be implemented in order to preserve human responsibility and accountability. We consider these aspects to be of key importance in the debate about weapon systems featuring autonomy, and we think the DGE has done important work in this regard. We therefore welcome that para 24 outlines possible measures and policies that can, inter alia, contribute to ensuring accountability. Adequate education and training of human decision makers and operators to understand the impact of the system and its likely interaction with its environment is, in our view, an essential aspect, and we welcome that this is set out in para 24C. As it was suggested to remove this para to another section, we would be open for suggestions. On para 27, Germany aligns itself with Canada, Belgium, and the Netherlands, suggesting to include the notion of possible unintended bias on inter alia gender. Thank you.